Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Coffin. Well, this weekend, Evanston Township High School's having a celebration. The Yamo Sketch Review is turning 60 this year. It's just a famous student-run comedy show that has been a tradition at Evanston Township High School since 1958. Several notable alumni are coming back for weekend festivities, including my next guest, Matt Price. Price is a comedy actor and writer in Hollywood, showing up on shows like Arrested Development, The Office, New Girl, and Transparent, just to name a few. He's also worked for a few years on the Cartoon Network hit Regular Show and is now a producer on the new TBS show Close Enough, the animated show from the creators of the Regular Show. Matt Price, a friend of the Download, welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I love being friend of the Download.
We consider you a friend.
Everything you said is fine. That's the only part I heard was friend of the Download.
So this is a big weekend for you to come back, celebrating 60th anniversary a year for Yamo. Talk about your experience with it, because this is, like I said, it's a pretty famous student-run comedy review.
Yeah, so I loved Yamo. It was a big part of my life, or my high school life. Just, I should say, it's also like, it's comedy, it's singing, it's dancing. It's like a big, you know, it was a big show every fall. And it was a big part of my life because it was the first time I wrote and performed with my peers. And it was such a revelation to me that you could do that, you know, when you were 16, 17. And it's sort of, I think looking back on it, I'm like, oh, I guess it instilled something in me where that's just what I wanted to do forever. And I've been, you know, fortunate enough to be able to do that. So,
yeah.
In my professional life.
Well, talk about the show for those who've not seen it, mostly a lot of people out there who may not have kids at Evanston Township High School or know about Yamo. Where does it come from? And talk a little bit about the process of putting it together.
Sure. So, yeah, as you said, Yamo's been around for 60 years. It's basically students get together. There's a small group of students who get together and write it. It's all written and produced by the students. It's probably my memory. When I was a kid, it was like 2/3 acting, you know, scene, you know, it's sort of there's a small through line that goes to the show. And then there's some great songs that I still sing today in the shower and such. And there's a little dance number. But they, you know, all the students put it together. And then there's this amazing crew, students. It's all students. It's a crazy thing. To me, it was such a crazy thing.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not as crazy. But
no, it absolutely is. a lot of things could go right. A lot of things can go wrong when it's all student run.
Yeah, exactly.
To be a part of the alumni that's coming back to the high school this weekend, and it's a benefit for the performing arts across the board at Evanston Township High School. What does it mean to you as to be an alumni and get an opportunity to come back and be able to do it again?
It means a lot. You know, I have to be honest, like when my reunion came and went, that wasn't something I felt really drawn to go to. Some of my closest friends are still from my high school, but I felt really drawn, and I still talk to them all the time, and I'm going to see them this weekend. But I felt really drawn to go to this Yamo weekend because, like I said, it was just a really important part of my life, and it made me, even just the hanging out, I realized that was such a big, I don't know if this was you, because I know you come from a comedy background too, but like, even just the idea that, like, oh, you do the show, and then you're hanging out and talking about the show.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? There's that just camaraderie, and you're like, oh, suddenly I'm in Koreatown, and I'd never done this before. It just opened the door to all these new experiences for me as a junior and senior, and it helped me find my voice, just my writing voice.
There's all sorts of improv groups and sketch groups when you get to college, and you're seeing more and more of this in every college, university in America, everywhere, actually, across the globe. But in high school, it's still the high school play, perhaps, or maybe a talent show here or there. But to have the ability to be involved in a comedy music review at such a young age, it's not surprising that that's the area in which you've excelled in your career.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't even know if I've excelled, but it's just what I've...
I think you've excelled.
I don't know. I can't. Like, I could also be going back to curse Yamo because it's put me on this path. Maybe.
Maybe.
It's Yamo's fault.
It's Yamo's fault. Yamo, the 60th anniversary of the sketch music review at Evanston Township High School happening this weekend. It's a benefit for the Evanston Township High School Performing Arts. Matt, last time we had you on the show, we were talking about the Cartoon Network hit Regular Show, which was such Regular Show was such a huge hit, not just for kids, but for adults as well, has played the tremendous success it's had at Comic-Cons and all over the world when it comes to sort of being a counterculture cartoon program. You guys have been able to move that into a TBS primetime show, Close Enough, which starts in the late spring, early summer next year. Talk about that. Mm-hmm. Talk about Close Enough and the idea of moving from a kid show to a primetime adult show?
I mean, I love it. I mean, well, close enough, it's about a family of three living in L.A. and how they have to live with their they want their daughter to go to a better school. So they have to live with their two best friends, a recently divorced couple, and they all live together in kind of a cramped apartment. So it's about like sacrifices you make when you're a young adult, and it's a pretty basic premise. But just like regular show, it gets very weird every episode. You know, that's what I love about it. It's just a cool take on a family, like a young family, mm-hmm. But with all the weirdness of regular show. As far as getting into it, it was cool because I came from more adult comedy, like I wrote for Comedy Central, and just, you know, was developing things that were more adult oriented. So then to be able to do that again now is cool.
Is the goal for the creators and for you as one of the producers to parlay the success you had from regular show? Because it's very similar animation. It may not mm-hmm. be the same characters, but it's the same sensibility. It's just now you get to say words that you couldn't say necessarily on Cartoon Network. Is the idea to bring that audience, that very rabid, loyal audience to TBS and to Close Enough?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, J.G. Quintel, who created regular show, has a big fan base, and he's a super talented dude. And I think the hope for him and TBS is that people who are fans of regular show will see a lot of that humor. Like, we can, they'll have that humor, but we can also now say diarrhea.
All right.
So it's cool.
So now that really opens up your toolbox as a writer and a producer, right?
Yeah, yeah. And every episode, frankly, is pretty diarrhea-based.
That's really what you were hired for, and then you realized they weren't sure if it was a fit or not. Now you have the opportunity on the primetime.
Yeah, finally.
Diarrhea,
it's like I'm known in Los Angeles as like the diarrhea
That's
guy,
right,
and now I can come out here and do it.
It's good to see all that work has paid off.
Yeah.
Well,
it is cool. Seriously, we talk about more than diarrhea.
Yeah.
And but we do get to dive into a lot of, you know, obviously adult themes, relationships. I don't know, just diving into what we deal with every day with real people as the main characters. So it's great.
And I asked you this before when you were in studio last couple of years back when we talked about being a part of regular show. Does this blow your mind about having a show, especially a show on Cartoon Network that had such a rabid following that does have that Comic-Con presence that people are dressing like the characters? For you guys to be able to part, like I said, be able to move on and do Close Enough on TBS, but does it blow your mind that there's so much fandom around the product that you guys were producing?
Yeah, it always did. That was always the best part about going to Comic-Con, was seeing the fans. I mean, first of all, I feel like when you write on a TV show or in a TV show, you know, there is a lag time from when it airs, so you don't, and obviously you're watching it at home, mm-hmm. So you don't get to meet the people who are really loving it. With Twitter now, you see it more, and Instagram and stuff. You see the love of it, but to be in person, to see people in costume and people running up to you. Like, I had a very, very small part on regular show. I played a character who was a stand-up comedian, Yeti, and I was on two episodes. But there was a dude that came to one of the Comic-Cons dressed as me, like as my character. And that's insane to me. Like, the smallest character on the show, and there's someone dressing up as that. That's dedication.
As a writer and as a producer, have you had to adjust in your career to writing for animated programs as opposed to what you've done in the past? Like, you mentioned Comedy Central and other places. I also know you to be – I show up on all the great shows as an actor. But do you have to adjust your writing when you're writing for animation?
I mean, I think you always have to adjust your writing to write for the creator, like whatever he or she is looking for. So you're adjusting there, and I think you're just taking your voice and making it – you know, bringing the best of your own voice to whatever they want. But I think that then, yes, there's an added layer when you're writing for animation. I think luckily for me, our show, like JG wanted a really grounded show. And then it got very surreal, obviously. But like, we could start from a real place, you know, with real problems and real friendships that were driving everything. But then, yes, then I at least had to learn like, oh, but I guess now he can also be talking to a burrito.
Right, that's the regular,
which isn't normally
the show, right.
What you're writing about.
Right.
But so in that regard, it's cool because it really opens up your mind. And then when you're back to writing, I guess, a more live action thing,
yeah,
your mind is open,
talk, right.
You know?
You in this role, you're more of a supervising producer as opposed to a writer that you were with regular show. What are the differences? What does it mean to produce on an animated program?
I mean, honestly, I'm still doing a ton of writing. It's almost just like it's just a fancier title. That's really all. But I'm involved in more decisions and stuff. When I was on regular show as a writer and story editor, I was really just involved in the writing. But then now I get to be very involved in the writing. I'm involved in the records when we do them every Monday. I'm involved in, you know, when we put it together sometimes with the animatic, it's called, like the final stage. Like, I'm just more involved in all the stages.
Yeah.
But really, you know, it's a fancy writer title.
you take it. You deserve that
Friend
fancy writer.
The download is honest.
That's right. Matt Price, my guest tonight, writer.
Can I give you the website? Can I give you the
Yeah,
demo
go
website?
Ahead. Go ahead. Yep.
Oh, were you going to do it?
Well, I was just going to say Google it, but you can give the website.
I'll be your Google tonight.
Yeah. Matt, what's the website for Yamo?
Oh, okay. Thank you. It's www.yamo60th.com. That's www.yamo60th.com.
There you go.
And it's this weekend, the big show Sunday.
The big show on Sunday. Matt Price,
Sunday 1:30.
Writer and producer for the show Close Enough, and also a regular show, which was such a huge hit on Cartoon Network, plus a slew of other stuff out in Hollywood. We'll be back in town this weekend for the big show on Sunday at Evanston Township High School for the Yamo 60th anniversary. Matt, thanks for joining us tonight, and congratulations on the fancy title.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on. Hashtag friend of the download.